Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. This message is for the week of January 7th, 2024. A Happy New Year to you. The message is entitled, My Response to Our Promise-Keeping God. We'll be looking at a variety of passages, ending with Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. The call to worship is from Psalm 103, verses 1 to 4, and verse 22. All that I am, praise the Lord. Everything in me, praise His holy name. My whole being, praise the Lord. Do not forget all His kindness. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He saves my life from the grave and loads me with love and mercy. Everything the Lord has made should praise Him in all the places He rules. My whole being praise the Lord. Amen. We have been looking at how our God kept His promises concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophets foretold that He would come. The angel's message to Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds announced His coming. We see also that after Jesus' birth, the confirmations that His birth was a work of God continued. In Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 33, we read what happened when Mary and Joseph took the infant Jesus to the temple to offer sacrifices for the birth of a son. This was what was prescribed in the Hebrew Bible. And we read, beginning at verse 25, Luke 2, 25, at this time, a man named Simeon was living in Jerusalem. Simeon was a good man. He loved God and was waiting for God to save the people of Israel. God's Spirit came to him and told him that he would not die until he had seen Christ the Lord. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to do what the law of Moses says should be done for a new baby, the Spirit told Simeon to go into the temple. Simeon took the baby Jesus in his arms and praised God. Lord, I am your servant, and now I can die in peace because you have kept your promise to me. With my own eyes, I have seen what you have done to save your people, and foreign nations will also see this. Your mighty power is a light for all nations, and it will bring honor to your people, Israel. Jesus' parents were surprised at what Simeon had said. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His word. I believe Mary and Joseph are surprised not at what Simeon said about Jesus, for they knew this. This had come in the message from the angel. Rather, I think that they are in awe. Their surprise is based on this, that they are in awe that God's Spirit is revealing this truth to His people who are awaiting Him. The promises of God are being fulfilled, and those who are looking for it will see it. Simeon took the baby Jesus in his arms and praised God, Lord, I am your servant, and now I can die in peace because you have kept your promise to me. With my own eyes, I have seen what you have done to save your people, and foreign nations will also see this. Your mighty power is a light for all nations. He was speaking about Jesus. Your mighty power is a light for all nations. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 says that the promised Savior would be a light in the darkness. Those who walked in the dark have seen a bright light, and it shines upon everyone who lives in the land of darkest shadows. The Gospel of John used the theme of light to describe Jesus, who is the second person of the Trinity. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14 say, "In the beginning was the one who was called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from Him, and His life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't that light. He came only to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The Word was in the world, but no one knew Him. Though God had made the world with His Word, He came to His own world, but His own nation did not welcome Him. Yet some people accepted Him and put their faith in Him. So He gave them the right to be children of God. They were not God's children by nature or because of any human desires. God Himself was the one who made them His children. The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw His true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From Him, all the kindness and all the truth of God has come down to us. Amen." The Gospel of John goes on to tell about Jesus and the response of John the Baptist, the one who God chose to prepare for Jesus' ministry. People were asking John, "Are you the one God promised? Are you the Messiah?" We see this in John chapter 1, verses 19 to 34. The leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and temple helpers to ask John who he was. He told them plainly, "I am not the Messiah." Then when they asked him if he were Elijah, he said, "No, I am not." And when they asked if he were the prophet, he also said, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? We have to give an answer to the ones who sent us. Tell us who you are." Jesus answered in the words of the prophet Isaiah, "I am only someone shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord.'" Now, some Pharisees had also been sent to John. They asked him, "Why are you baptizing people if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John told them, "I use water to baptize people, but here with you is someone you don't know. Even though I came first, I am not good enough to untie his sandals." John said this as he was baptizing east of the Jordan River in Bethany. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I told you about when I said, someone else will come. He is greater than I am because he was alive before I was born. I didn't know who he was, but I came to baptize you with water so that everyone in Israel would see him. I was there, and I saw the Spirit come down on him like a dove from heaven, and the Spirit stayed on him. Before this, I didn't know who he was. But the one who sent me to baptize with water had told me, you will see the Spirit come down and stay on someone. Then you will know that he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I saw this happen, and I tell you that he is the Son of God. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. John the Baptist has an important ministry, but he makes it clear he is not the promised one. His job is to prepare the people for and identify the one that God had promised to send. After Jesus has been revealed to John as the promised Messiah, John begins identifying Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God is keeping his promises. They are being fulfilled. He is sending the Savior. As you begin this new year, 2024, have you taken that step of faith to believe that God can accomplish in you what he promised? Are you praising God for what he has done in you? Salvation? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We can rejoice in our salvation. Are you rejoicing for what the Lord is doing in you as a Christian? The sanctification, the cleansing, and the pruning that comes as we give up our old habits and attitudes and put on the new attitudes and actions and bear the fruit of Christ. The author of the letter to the Hebrews calls us to join God in this work. Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3 invite us. It says, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. We must focus on Jesus, the source and the goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners so that you don't become tired and give up. Why has God promised to draw humanity back to himself if they're willing to respond to his invitation? Why? Because he desires a relationship with you. He is pursuing you. He is in love with you. And he longs for a relationship with you. Are you responding? This Sunday, we are going to celebrate communion. As you have an opportunity to do that, reflect on what it means that God the Father loves you, that He sent His only Son as a sacrifice in your place, taking your place because He loves the people of this world. He knows you by name. He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die in your place. And as you accept Jesus as your Savior, He gives you the Holy Spirit. It is awesome and incredible what God has done for us. What is your response to Him? Give Him your heart. Give Him your life. Give Him your all. Because you are part of His family. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you will spend eternity with Him. Respond to His love. Grow in that relationship. This is only the beginning. Amen. Amen. Our benediction is from Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2. May the Lord be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Amen. The Lord bless you. Have a blessed new year as you walk in His strength. And thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.